So welcome everyone to Burge's Power Hour. And tonight, today, we are going to be experiencing rebirth, renew, and remembering. It's the three re's, yeah? Rebirth, renew, and remember. And so I welcome all of you who have been with me before, and those of you who are new, welcome as well. Every time we do a power hour, it's a little different. Sometimes it's me, and sometimes it's part of our team that leads these experiences, but we're all experiential. And this tonight is going to be a little bit more esoteric. We do experiences, meaning sometimes we have you go in and look around in your subconscious and discover things about yourself. And those of you who are Essence of Being graduates, you know the drill of that. And those of you who aren't yet or experience some of our things, we love to really go on a mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual level for people based on whatever it is, the topic that we're playing with this month. Okay. So tonight it's going to be, and today, for those of you who are across the pond, we are going to be playing with rebirth, renew, and remembering. So a lot of times I ask people to go ahead and get a piece of paper and a pen out and that kind of thing, because you do some subconscious writing sometime. This particular one, we're not going to do any writing, perhaps, although you might want to set your intentions of what you want to release and what you'd like to call in on this call. Okay. But it is going to be, just to give you a kind of a rundown of what we're going to do tonight, is we're going to do some breathing. We're going to breathe. Yes. And if you, everybody,
oh, I'm sorry, my dog's barking.
That's okay. And let me go ahead and mute everybody. Okay. So I'm going to mute everybody. And then when it's time, because I definitely want to hear from all of you when it's time to share and anything, questions you have. And it's very, conversational, except when we're doing meditation. So what we're going to do tonight is talk about the breath and practice some breathing techniques on how to rebirth, renew, and remember. But also we're going to do a little meditation to bring parts of ourselves back. Okay. So a meditation I'm going to do live with you to bring parts of you back. And you definitely need to be muted then. And then at the end, we'll share what happened from your meditation. And then we'll have, I have at the end, I'm going to play a video with another meditation for success, because I want us to leave tonight with a feeling of power hour, but also the power to know that we can co-create anything we choose. And some of us may want to have a different perspective or remember that all is well. I don't know about you, but things are going on in the world. And I'd love for us to be able to just say to each other, you know what? All is well, and all shall be well. And so I want to leave us tonight with a success meditation, so that whatever it is that you're choosing to create in your life, that you can do that on a successful, go out and create whatever you choose based on your intention. Okay. So that's kind of like what we're going to do tonight. And if you have, I know Bob had said he had to leave halfway through, which is fine. You can, I've got this recorded. So any of you who have signed up and registered for this, you'll get the recording. All right. And so you can go back. And if you have to pop off, Bob, before we're done with the meditation, please make sure you get back in your body before you have to go do anything. Okay. Because we're going to do a little soul retrieval tonight as well, to kind of rebirth and renew ourselves. All right. So any questions about how we're going to play tonight? Tonight's a little, like I said, a little more esoteric. No? Okay, great. Okay. So I want you to know that breath, the reason why I want to bring up breath is we are doing a lot of breath work. I'm facilitating, people in Texas and in Atlanta, how to be breathwork facilitators. And we're doing a lot of breathwork. And we're doing group breathes with people as well. And I've been doing breathwork for 45 years. It's just one modality. But the reason why I wanted to bring that up now is because breath holds memory. Breath facilitates transformation and reconnects us to our essence, which is my favorite word. essence. Okay. And we're also going to bring back parts of our soul, our beingness, our consciousness, our energy, whatever you want to call our particles. We want to bring those parts that might be missing. Because a lot of times when people pass through the veil, when they die, when they transition, or when people leave us in the 3D world sometimes, or maybe not even leave, but just we're real attached to people, okay? And sometimes those particles and the pieces of us kind of leave with them. And it's difficult, more in my opinion, it's more difficult. And like I said, I've been doing this 45 years and I've seen it all on six continents I've been to teaching all this, that sometimes when we go through these experiences, it's hard sometimes to be whole and complete or feel whole and complete and remember that all is well. Remember that we are whole because parts of us are missing, especially during the isolation times because of the pandemic, because of a lot of things that happen in our lives. Okay. We tend to forget that part, that we're all connected. And but also we don't have to be attached energetically and pieces of us have gone somewhere. We want to call those pieces back. So that's what the meditation's going to be in the middle tonight. But I just wanted you to just take a minute and write an intention down or just think about your intention for tonight about what is it? What do you want to release that might be holding you back from your next step? And or a person maybe that you'd like to release their energy from you? Or what would you like to call in? So you can release something and you can also call in something. So what would you like to call in, call back to you? And what would you like to release and let go of? So I want to give you just a minute to kind of think about that, maybe jot it down, set your intention. And we're going to do a little bit of breathing to start. And I'll give you a little more information about breath. And if you want to speak, please just unmute yourself. Because I've got everyone muted and you have to unmute yourself. So as we're doing these meditations and as we're talking about breath, it might just hit you and come to you. So if you don't set an intention or if you're not quite sure, or you can even change it, it's all good. Okay. All right. I just like to start with intention because intention is everything. You know, you're guiding this. You're in control of your choices here. Okay. And your thoughts and your experiences. So I want to explore the breath though, because it does carry our memory. It carries energy. It carries the power of renewal. And so what I'd like for us to do is take a deep breath first through your nose. So it'll be just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay. Now I want us to do that again, but this time I want you to breathe in through your nose and hold it for four counts. So we're going to breathe in for four. So breathe in. Four, hold, two, three, four, and then release through your mouth. Ah, for four counts. Okay. Now, the reason I have vocalization on my exhale is it's important to, it absolutely brings down your anxiety levels when you do that. So let's try that again. You breathe in through your nose for four. Try it again. One, two, three, four. Hold. Two, three, four. Breathe out. Ah. Two, three, four. Okay. Now, some of you may know this as box breathing. Where you breathe in for four counts or five, you hold, and then you breathe out for four or five. Okay, it depends on what you want to do. Now, when you breathe in and out through your mouth, it's more of a holotropic kind of experience where you're breathing in more of the spirit part of us. So let's breathe in through our mouth and hold it. Go breathe in and hold it. 2, 3, 4. Now breathe out. Ha. Now you might feel like that's what we do when we hold our breath when we're afraid. So a lot of times when we're afraid or we're scared, we hold our breath, don't we? We're like, yeah, and then it's hard to, you know, kind of talk and have life force flowing through us when we're holding our breath, and then we blow it up. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you a secret about breath. It's the same feeling when you're afraid. The physiological parts of your body is exactly the same when you're excited or when you're afraid. Meaning, think about when you're excited and you're on a roller coaster or something and you're excited. You're excited, right? And you're breathing in. Sometimes you hold it and then you let it go, right? So the feeling that we have, sometimes you sweat. Sometimes you start, you know, you get nervous. So it's excitement. And this, a lot of times the fear and excitement physiologically are very close. So anytime you're afraid of something or you're scared to maybe go forth and do something new, just the cool part about this is if you use your breath, you can use it to shift it into excitement. And you could just go ahead and say, you know what? I feel it, man. I'm afraid, but I'm going to go ahead and breathe in 2, 3, 4 and hold it. And I'm excited. I'm going to blow it out. So you can actually shift it to excitement just by your intention of moving it in that way. Okay. It can be a bridge. So breath can guide us through a lot of deep consciousness. Okay. It's a bridge sometimes to the energetic world. Emotions, our breath, it's been there since birth. So it can hold our deepest memories. And that's why I love doing breath work. There's a lot of different types of breath work, a lot of different types of modalities. You may do it in yoga. There's a lot of different studies that have been done around breath. And I'm a birth doula and a death doula, which means I help people transition either way. And the first breath that they take is so powerful. And then the last breath. And it's almost exactly the same energy. It's fascinating how much it's different. But anyway, the breath can affect the nervous system. Yeah. And it can affect your emotions and your subconscious. So a lot of us, when we're afraid to feel, we hold our breath. Okay. So again, giving yourself permission to really breathe is important. I'm going to give you some the science, okay, behind breath work. And then we're going to go in and do a little meditation. But I wanted to give you an experience of when we do breath work, oftentimes we'll do it through a holotropic breath, which is in and out through your mouth. So it looks like this. Okay, try it like 3 times, in and out, with no pause. Okay. Now people say, well, I'll hyperventilate. Well, what happens? What you're doing is you're reoxygenating the cells in your body. It's because we breathe very shallow most of the time. And so what we're doing is we're breathing more life force. I look at breath as breathing more life force into our body and allowing ourselves to just breathe and relax, because the breath work engages that emotional processing center, okay, particularly in the amygdala. Just as I'm giving you the science, just for those of you who are left brain, it retrieves past experiences to create emotional responses to new stimuli. So these responses are then evaluated by our prefrontal cortex, which is our thinking brain. That's the decision-making center in our brain. Okay. And it can provide opportunity for us to transform and to heal. It also counts as a healer. Breath can be very healing. And rebirthing is one way of breathing, doing breath work. And that's why I wanted to bring it up, because we were talking about rebirth in this tonight. It's known also as intuitive breath work, or I call it conscious breath work. It's energy breathing. It's the practice of breathing, not just air, but life force energy. It's the art of breathing breath itself. a process that taps into our innate self-healing abilities. Do you believe that we can self-heal? You feel like we have that ability? Yeah. Do you want to believe it? Okay. Relaxation also is the core of healing, and each conscious breath brings relaxation to the body. And since disease and relaxation necessarily can't coexist, breathing becomes the most fundamental and natural healer. Okay. Conscious energy breathing merges the inhale and the exhale in a smooth rhythm that fills the body with divine energy. So that's what fosters our healing and balance. Okay. So that's the science behind it. And practicing breath work, just so you know, if you have a breath work facilitator, I'm certifying a bunch of other people that you can do that as well in your place. You can do it online or in person. But if you have someone that you can do it with, it's really powerful. It really induces deep relaxation and expands your awareness too. So it's pretty cool. And we also suggest you do it with a facilitator to start with, or a guide, someone who can guide you. The presence of someone adds a layer of safety, allowing you to fully relax and explore that inner landscape called the brain in there. And we also do it in group settings as well. And that emulates the nursery. Or for some of you who do chiropractic, it's network healing, that kind of thing. Okay. And in this altered state of consciousness, the mind and the body feel safe and enabling unresolved emotions. I know none of us have those. We all have totally resolved emotions in our body, right? No. Okay. Well, and we may have some unresolved memories as well, all right, for a gentle release. Now, as energy moves through the breath, sensations and feelings can transform, and it often culminates in a profound sense of peace. And people that we're doing a lot of breath work with recently, because we're having volunteers come up to be guinea pigs for our people that I'm teaching how to do this, really you can get more clear. And you have a better sense of well-being. And research, just so you know, has supported this, that breathwork acts as a critical switch in the mind-body connection. It helps shift us from stress and tension to a state of relaxation and calmness. And those of you who do yoga or have heard about Tai Chi, you know, do those things. It is all about the breath. So it allows the body to reset and renew and have a rebirth. Okay. They've also done studies around anxiousness, depression, addiction, burnout, trauma recovery, even physical illness. So I highly, highly encourage, if you, we're doing group breathes here. If you're in the Atlanta area, I'm going to put the link up here. We're doing them once a month, that you can come and just be a part of the experience. We'll be doing them online as well. And I'll in the chat put that information later. But for now, I want us to do a little meditation about bringing the parts of us that are missing to bring us back to wholeness. So that maybe sometimes you have felt, in order to renew or to feel whole and complete and to remember, like I said, parts of us leave. So what we're going to do is do a meditation of a soul retrieval. And those of you who have done Higher Vibes with me, we've done this, I think, as well. But we're going to bring the part of you back that is still kind of wispy tendrils out there in the other dimensions, or maybe out into not, it's just, you're not aware that it's even gone. Okay, maybe. So just bear with me on this, because what we're going to do is we're going to close our eyes. I'm going to walk us through this meditation, and then we're going to share what you found out there. Okay. So you can think of someone, if you choose, that maybe they have transitioned, or maybe you just have a connection to someone that you feel like you're still holding on to for whatever reason. Okay. And you may or may not see that person, but I always want you to kind of start with maybe something in mind, okay, to go see what you see. So once you get comfortable, and just close your eyes and take a deep breath. Again, we're going to do a deep breath in through your nose. And then out through your mouth. And one more deep breath in. Roll your head around. Get comfortable in the chair or wherever you are. If you're driving, please don't do this. Roll your shoulders. Okay. Let go of anything that's distracting you from being present and hearing my voice right now. And everyone, take another deep breath. And out. And gently put your hands and your arms on the chair or your legs and let them just dangle, relaxing your chest. Sitting back in your chair or in your laying down or wherever you are, letting your back relax. Take another deep breath. And then I invite you to let go of your tummy muscles. Just let your tummy hang out. Relax your hips. And sink even further down into the chair or the floor or wherever you are. Feeling yourself getting totally relaxed. I invite you to let go of any tension in your legs, in your knees, in your shins. Wiggle your toes. Keep your feet on the floor if you can. And feeling yourself, letting your body just completely relax. Take another deep breath. And as you follow my voice and listen to my voice, you're going deeper and deeper into relaxation, feeling safe, feeling warm, feeling whole and complete, and just listening with your ears and with your mind and with your heart. And then open up your mind's eye and imagine yourself sitting there or laying there, getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And so you're so small that you're now standing on top of your belly button or your navel. And you look around and you see your body. You see your body just sitting there or lying there comfortably. And it'll be safe while we go on this journey. And as you look around, standing on your belly button, you see before you a gray rope or string or cord. And this gray cord is attached to your belly button. And as you feel safe, you decide to leave your body for now. You'll be back. Go ahead and jump on that silver cord. And as you're on that silver cord, start to slide. And you're sliding up. You're sliding up, up, really excited about what you're going to find at the end of this cord. And you're sliding up, 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 leaving your body. It's safe. It's waiting for you when you come back. And now you look up as you're sliding on the cord and you're going way up above wherever you are in your house, your building, going up, up above your state, up above your country. And you're sliding on this cord, really excited. And as you keep going up, the lights start to dim, and you see way above the earth, there you are, above the atmosphere, looking ahead at all the stars twinkling. And it's beautiful. And you see all these bright lights just twinkling, feeling safe. And you're still sliding on your cord. And as you look around, you see a very bright light. And that one light really draws you to it. And you slide, picking up speed a little bit, getting closer and closer to that bright light. And as you get close to the light, you see that it's a big ball of cords. Hundreds, thousands, millions of little cords, a big ball of them, all tangled. And you go right into the middle, slide right into the middle of them. And now you're in the middle on your cord still. And then you notice another cord that's calling you. You go ahead and decide to leave your cord in the middle and it'll stay there for you. And you jump on to this other cord that's calling you. And you jump on this cord and start sliding on this cord, going away from the ball of cords. And you're looking forward to where does this cord lead you? And this cord is leading you way in the distance. You see another cord. And you see a bright light. And the bright light turns into a figure of a person as you get closer and closer and closer. And as you get closer to this person now, you see a face of who this cord belongs to. And they know why you have come. It's time. It's time to bring back your life force back to you and to bring back the piece of them that's been missing as well. And you both look into each other's eyes. And you agree together that it's time to cut that cord so that you both can be free. So you both reach up together. And a golden pair of scissors appears. And this golden pair of scissors you both take together. And with much love, you both begin to cut the cord. And as you're cutting the cord, you're still looking into each other's eyes, knowing that you both will feel more whole and more complete and more life force, no matter where that other person is. And as you cut that cord, you feel more alive. You feel more renewed. And so do they, in whatever consciousness they're in. And then when you finish cutting the cord, you both let go of the scissors and it floats away. And then you both smile and you watch that person turn around, knowing that they are more complete, more whole, more connected as they float away. And you turn around and start your journey back on that cord that you just cut, sliding back to the ball of cords. And as you're sliding back to the ball of cords, you're feeling more alive, more renewed, more energetic, more full, more complete. And you go all the way back into the middle of the ball of cords, and you see your cord that you left there, sitting there. And with excitement, you jump onto your cord, knowing that the part of you that's been missing has come back, and you start to sliding back down from the ball of cords, following your cord back, following it back, following your cord back, coming back, seeing your body coming down, down, feeling more whole, feeling more complete, feeling renewed, feeling more connected to you as you see your body sitting there or lying there waiting for you. You come all the way back, right back down to your belly button, back to your navel. And then that silver cord disappears. And you begin the process of getting bigger, of bringing that energy back into your body, getting bigger and bigger, filling yourself up with light, filling yourself up with aliveness, filling yourself up with wholeness, filling yourself up with joy, with peace, filling yourself up all the way until you are completely back, all of you are back, and more. That part of you that was missing has come back into your body now. And then take a deep breath. Wiggle your toes and rub your hands on your knees. Wiggle your fingers and take another deep breath. And when you feel like it, you can open your eyes. Welcome. Welcome back. So what you just did is you brought more life force back with you. So just so you know, if you saw someone and you cut the cord, that does not mean that you'll never feel them again or that the love is not there. All it means is that you've brought the parts of you fully back so that you can be more whole and have more life force. So you'll have to unmute. Does anybody want to share anything? Who they saw, or what they saw, or how you feel?
Share.
Okay.
I had like chills like on this side of my head, like little chills. I think I pictured my late grandfather. He's somebody that I've just always felt connected to because I feel like he watches over me. I feel like he had bipolar disorder and I have bipolar disorder, and I kind of I feel like that kind of connects us. And I've also just like feel like I've felt or seen him before, and so I feel like that is who I was picturing as I cut the cord.
How do you feel?
I feel really relaxed, but I also feel very like I could do stuff, like energetic, like motivation.
Yeah, so the part of you, honey, that's connected to that experience with your grandfather, does he feel like a safe person to you? He was a safety person. Okay. And so, of course, they're going to connect with you on that level because you feel safe. And so now you can, my suggestion would be to allow yourself to know that you're connected with him, but you don't have to have the same kind of experiences that he's had in order for you to connect with him. And you're bringing that part of you back that's been perhaps a little bit off center at times, okay, and anxious at times. So the part of you that goes there, you brought that part back so that you could be a lot more centered and be connected to the safety without feeling the ups and the downs and the anxiousness. Does that make sense?
That does make sense, yeah.
Yeah, and what a brilliant gift he gave you to be able to connect with him in that way, honey. And so, and also for any of you who went through this process, that is a great feeling of feeling at peace, but also energized. And that is a rebirth or a renewal or a sense of, wow, I feel like more here now. Yeah. And that's awesome. Awesome. And the good news is, like I said, you can connect with the safety of how it feels to connect with him without all of the other experiences that, you know, I know that there's a diagnosis there, but we want to just say experiences that don't have to be exactly the same for you to feel like you're connected.
Yeah, and he had a hard life. And sometimes I feel like, until recently, I've been feeling like, am I gonna reflect the life, the kind of life he had because of my diagnosis? But I don't think that's true. I think that's one of the reasons why he looks over me, because he knows that I'm on to bigger and brighter and more spiritual things, healing.
Indeed. Indeed. And this is the feeling of right now, this moment is this is what it feels like to be present and centered.
Yeah, it feels good.
Good job, Avery. Wow.
Thanks.
Brilliant. Yeah. So it's thank you for sharing that. Does anybody else want to share real quick any experience or how they're feeling or anything before I give you a success experience? Cheryl or Min? I think Bob had to go, so that's okay. Okay, let's see, man. Oh,
I've
wow.
been chatting. Do you see the chat?
I do now.
Oh,
Yes.
okay. Oh, I actually, that young lady, I saw an aura of white energy around her head when she first came on. I don't know what that means, but that's what I saw.
Oh, you said you're okay, that's awesome. You said that your dad, your husband had died recently, or
Yeah,
okay.
very recently, and
Oh, okay.
I couldn't go
That's
all the
okay.
way. I came right back to my body.
Yeah, okay. No worries, honey. There's a whole nother thing we can do around someone who, how recent?
November 7th, 2024.
Okay. So there's a lot to that. So there's, it doesn't have to be someone who's transitioned or passed on, but I'm
First, I saw my son, but then I saw a friend, and I didn't want to. She's here on this earth, and I didn't want to disconnect with that. But it was strange that I would see her,
Well, that could
and
be
then I came right back to my body.
okay. Well, that could be a clue about, again, when we say we're disconnect, we're not really, we're letting go of the attachment, but we're not really disconnecting. There's a difference in attached to someone and giving your energy to them, that part of you that is still kind of connected in that way. You bring back the life force. So it doesn't mean that you're disconnecting from their love or from their experience, but what you're doing is you're letting go of the attachment because it can fill you back up and it fills them back up as well because of whatever, it's kind of tit for tat. So if you're connected to someone like that, oftentimes they're going to feel the difference as well. If they're still on this plane, if they're still in the 3D world, they'll feel different too, but in a great way of just feeling more whole and complete and have more life force. That's all. So I can understand going out and in and out and in because oftentimes it's, you're not sure what you're going to do when you disconnect like that. But it's, again, I just want to reiterate, it's not a disconnection. It's more of a letting go of the attachment. That's all. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. And I'm sorry about your husband, and there's a whole nother process that we can do around that. And if you email me burge@essenceofbeing.com, I can give you a process to do around that whenever you're ready. Okay. It's a really powerful way if someone has transitioned on how to if you feel
I
incomplete.
really need it. I've been trying to reach out, and I haven't really been getting feedback from these so said bereavement people, at least not positive feedback from me. And I'm still trying to do self-discovery. And the irony is, I some years ago I had connected with you and done some work with you, and you just happened to come up on my phone, and I went, wow, maybe this is just a calling as to connect. And so here I
Yeah,
am.
absolutely. And are you the one who signed up for Shabbanasta on Saturday?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you're the
Yes.
man. Okay, awesome. So that'll be an opportunity as well. So I encourage all of you, if you choose to, you can go to shamanasta.com that I'm going to be putting in this chat for there's another thing I put there. Oops, Shamanasta. So I channel information as well with this energy. And that happens the third Saturday of every month if you're into that kind of thing. And you can join us and just go to that site, shamanasta.com, that's in the chat. You can ask questions for different various things, and they have a different perspective. It's a fifth dimensional type of perspective that they have about certain things. So again, and remind me when you're on the call, I'll give you that grief ceremony that you could do to support you. Okay.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I also put in the chat, everybody, the group breathe information. If you're in the Atlanta area, it's going to be on April 26th, in person. from 4 to 6, and then also the Machu Picchu that we're all going to in October. It's going to be our spiritual retreat for the year, which is Machu Picchu, and Cheryl's going, who's on the call tonight, and that's there as well. Okay, so you can join us for any of those. Just go to
A quick
Essence of.
question. You say it's in person. Where is it? Do I visit? Is it on the internet or do I physically have to go to where you are? And where is that?
For the group breathe, you mean?
You said on the 26th.
Right. It's in person in Atlanta.
Oh, Georgia. Yeah, I
Are you
won't be
calling?
able to.
Are you
I
calling
can't
from?
do that. I'm calling from New York.
Okay, no problem. So yeah, we'll be doing things online as well, obviously. And then of course Shamanasta we do online. So but I put a lot of things in the chat. Those of you who are listening on the replay of this, the recording, you just go to essenceofbeing.com and you can see our schedule and you'll see all of these cool experiences that you can connect with us on. Okay, so that you can get more of this. This is just a teaser, but also I wanted to play something for us to leave with on how to feel more successful because this is a power hour and I have another meditation where you can watch the video while you're listening to this, and it's going to set us up for the rest of the month, hopefully, or the rest of the week to feel more and more successful. Okay, to really get in touch with a memory because we want to remember that all is well and that we are success means something different to everyone, but the rebirth and renew and remembering can take as long or as little time as you choose, but it is a process. Okay. And so I'm trying to give you little bits of pieces throughout this power hour tonight because it is, I do these the third Wednesday of every month. And we do different topics. And you can also join us in our Conscious Leadership Academy. And all of that information also is in the Essence of Being, just so you know. When you go to essenceofbeing.com and just look at our schedule of events, that is something that is extraordinary what we do. We do things like this, only it's an hour and a half long, and it's for conscious leaders that want to dig really deep into a lot of different things. But it's a subscription. It's $19 a month, and you can just go there. We have two calls and you get a lot of content each month. Okay, so that's there as well, essenceofbeing.com/CLA. And that means Conscious Leadership Academy. You can check that out and join us because we have two calls a month on the first and the last Tuesday of every month online, and also a lot of content that you get with it as well, just to stay connected and to really just be with like-minded people that support the vision of who you are and what you want to create in the world, and to perhaps give you some reminders that all is well. Okay, so I want to share this for you. Okay, well, hopefully you'll be able to hear it. And for some of you, you may not be able to hear the music, but you will hear the words. Others will hear the music and the words, I'm finding out, and I don't know why, but here it goes. Okay, we're just going to play this. It's just about a 4 minute thing, and then we'll come back together to end it. Okay. Let's try it.
Think of a time that you felt most successful. Who was there? Were you alone? What had you accomplished? How did that feel? Feel the triumph. You are wonderful. You can have it all. Feel that you are the best at what you can do. It's okay to be successful. Everyone wants you to win. You can have it all. Clench your fist softly and feel the passion. You make it happen. You are worthy of feeling this. You have chosen success. Consciously choose to win. You deserve to win. It's okay if others choose to lose. Let the world hear you. I can be successful. I choose success. I am worthy and deserving of everything I desire. Abundance surrounds me. All I need to do is ask. So feel yourself full of energy, totally connected, powerful. Breathe in your self-esteem. Breathe in your abundance. The warrior within you is free to choose. You are perfect and powerful. And the universe says yes, yes, yes. There is enough. There is enough. Everything is yours. You feel the abundance flowing. You attract like beings, powerful, responsible, connected. You are connected to God, the universe, the Great Spirit, your source. You are light. You are energy in motion. You sense the feeling of manifestation. I am free to choose. I can achieve anything I desire. I am whole. You have awakened your inner being. Feel the universe beating. Say to the universe, support me, hear me, see me, feel me. I am the warrior. I am empowered and I am success. This feeling can always be with you forever. It's part of you. Unclench your fist. Slowly take a deep breath. And feel the abundance.
That's my gift to you tonight. To know that all of that is true and a wonderful affirmation is to say with every breath, I step into renewal. With every breath, I step into remembrance. With every breath, I step into rebirth. So it's never too late. Okay. It's never too late to shift your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, to know that all is well and all shall be well. And Min just asked, how do I find a breath partner? So when we talk on Saturday, let's have a conversation about that. Okay,
Thank
Min.
you.
Absolutely. And I invite all of you to come play with me at Shamanasta on Saturday. We'll be getting together from 10 to 12 Eastern. Also, again, if you're in the Atlanta area, come breathe with us the 26th. And come to Machu Picchu. Avery, I know you were talking about it. We're going to be doing a spiritual retreat there. We're having a call about it tomorrow night.
I know it's on my calendar. I'll be there.
We're just going to have the guides that are going to be with us, kind of talking us through what we're going to be doing and experiencing there, and what I'll be doing and how we're going to play together. It's going to be extraordinary. Chance of
Awesome.
a. So with that, does anybody else have anything else that they want to say before we close? And I hope that I will see all of you soon. And I leave you with that meditation. You'll get this recording in your email because you've registered, and you're welcome to download it, keep it, so you can remind yourself, oh, that's right. I am abundant. Oh, that's right. I am self-esteem. I can do this. Okay. And
Thank you.
may your journeys be easy and to know that you are loved. Okay. And until next time, what you focus on expands, everybody. And I'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.